My boyfriend and I went to meet my parents for dinner, then he chugged his drink and burped super loud during grace, so now I'm questioning if all atheists are this rude or if he's just trash. Posted by you/datinganatheist. So I've, 19F, been dating Kevin, 21M, for a couple months now. I was raised Christian, and while I very much believe in God, I wouldn't consider myself super religious or anything. I go to church maybe 10 times a year. Because of that, I thought I might be compatible with an atheist. So anyway, on Sunday Kevin and I went to my parents for dinner. It was their first time meeting him. I thought things were going well until we sat down to eat, and my dad starts saying grace. I was looking down, but out of the corner of my eye I see Kevin grab his drink, and he chugs it. Once he's done chugging, my dad is still saying grace this entire time, mind you, he lets out this really loud open mouth burp. My dad stops saying grace to look at Kevin. My dad's mouth was hanging wide open, but he didn't say anything. Kevin doesn't say excuse me or anything, so my dad awkwardly finishes saying grace. The dinner itself is painfully awkward. No one acknowledges what happened, but my parents seem pretty annoyed with Kevin, so they make small talk about the weather, what he's taking in school, etc. After we finish eating, I make up an excuse for us to leave, and I drive Kevin home. On the way home I ask Kevin what his problem is and why he was so rude during dinner. At first he doesn't seem to know what I was talking about. I say it's rude to drink during grace, never mind burping as loud as you can afterwards. He says he's an atheist, so he doesn't have to wait for that kind of thing. I say that's ridiculous, as he was still a guest in my parents' home, and he should follow their rules. Then he goes off saying those rules are bullcrap, and he keeps going on about how religion is the worst thing ever. By the time I drop him off, I'm pretty pissed and want nothing to do with him. I haven't talked to him since, but breaking up with him is a given. That's not why I'm here. I'm here because one of the things he said to me was, why was I dating an atheist if I expected him to act religious? I didn't think simply not eating or drinking until after grace was acting religious, but now I'm questioning that. I know Reddit is very pro-atheist, so I want to get opinions from other atheists. I've never dated one before Kevin, so I don't know. He says any self-respecting atheist would do the same he did. Is that true? Or is he just a jerk? My cousin had warned me about dating an atheist, but considering I don't take religion too seriously, I didn't think it would be an issue. Maybe I was wrong, and I'm not compatible. Relevant comments. Commenter 1. Kevin didn't behave that way because he's an atheist. He behaved that way because he's a rude little jerk. He says any self-respecting atheist would do the same he did. No. No, they wouldn't. He did it to get a rise and act somehow superior. Kevin is an idiot. Source: atheist that has sat through many prayers, graces, and weird spiritual moments other people have. I keep my mouth shut and usually just think about food or what beer I want or sometimes cool movies. Up. Thanks. I know you're right, but Kevin has this way of talking that makes it seem like everything he says is correct, and I guess it made me doubt myself. Commenter 2. Please give us an update after you've kicked that turd to the curb. He has a lot of growing up to do. I can't imagine how awful you must have felt in that moment. Thankfully it's only been a few months. Up. Not much of an update, but reading the comments made me realize just how much of a jerk he is. I started to think about past times where he refused to think he was wrong. He's very arrogant. I don't know why I didn't realize that until now. I was already planning on breaking up with him, so I sent him a text a little while ago saying it's over. His response was whatever. Thank you everyone for the responses. You are absolutely right that this is a matter of Kevin being a jerk, nothing about atheists. Commenter 3. Show Kevin the comments on this post. Up. Not worth my time, to be honest. I'm done with him. He'll have to figure out just how arrogant he is on his own. Update, 6 weeks later. First of all, I want to thank everyone who responded to that post I made. I got a lot more responses than I thought I would. And that really made me see how in the wrong Kevin was. Kevin and I broke up right after that incident. It made me realize a lot of things about our relationship that I guess I wasn't seeing clearly before. He really was arrogant and manipulative. He had this way of saying things that made it sound like he was right 100% of the time, and that anything I said was stupid. It wasn't until after I read all of the comments that overwhelmingly said he was in the wrong that I realized just how manipulative he was. Maybe I should mention that Kevin was really hot, like really hot, so maybe that's why I didn't realize how much of a jerk he was until way later. Anyway, this isn't so much of an update as to our relationship. It's a funny story I heard. I've been working a summer job for the past while now in my hometown where both Kevin and I live. It's not a tiny town where everyone knows each other, but it's not huge either. Anyway, at work I was talking with some of my coworkers on break, and the conversation of terrible exes came up. The story that my one coworker decided to share was about, you guessed it, Kevin. Apparently they dated about a year ago. My coworker, let's call her Brenda, had to go to her cousin's wedding, and Kevin was her plus one. During the ceremony, Kevin got really bored, and he decided to let everyone know. Apparently he started saying stuff like, oh my god, this is taking so long and is it almost over yet? And he kept going on and on. He wasn't so loud that everyone could hear him, but the people around him definitely could. Brenda said a lot of people were turning their heads to look at them, and she was super embarrassed. Apparently they got in a huge fight between the ceremony and reception, and that was the end of their relationship. I couldn't help but laugh when I heard that story. Sounds exactly like something Kevin would do. Anyway, that's it for my update. Things are going well for me. I'm currently enjoying single life. Just working and hanging out with friends. One of the things that Kevin said that really bothered me was that religion never does anything good. That really bothered me, so I started volunteering with a charity that my church helps run once a week, just organizing stuff that's been donated. Maybe I let him get to me, but it feels good to help out. I don't hold anything against atheists. You guys totally convinced me that the problem was Kevin, and that many atheists are cool. So thank you for that. Relevant comments. Commenter 1. What was your family's response to the dumping? Op. I guess I shouldn't have left that part out. My parents were shocked by his behavior. Apparently they spent a long time talking about whether they should bring it up with me. They are both very non-confrontational type people, and they always said they would try not to pass judgment on who I date. But Kevin was just too much for them, and they were planning on telling me what they thought of him. Fortunately for my parents, by the next time I talked to them we had already broken up. So they were definitely relieved. Commenter 2. Brenda told us about Kevin being a jerk at a wedding. And then you told them about Kevin belching during grace, right? Tell me you didn't hold out such a great story while everyone else was already laughing at him. Oh, I definitely did not pass on the opportunity to share that story.